At Amalga Distillery, groups of people came and went throughout the weekend. But by late afternoon on Sunday, there are only a few people sipping gin cocktails. One of the patrons jokes they should buy a round for the house. Maura Selenik co-owns the business with her husband, and they're trying to adapt to this new reality.
We opened the doors today, and the first three customers who came in were here just to grab cans and head out on their way.
Selenik says she appreciates that. She even created an Instagram post with the recipe so customers can make the herbaceous cocktails at home. Keeping her staff working during this challenging time is a huge priority, and she wants everyone to be safe. Like a lot of bars and restaurants over the weekend, Amalga Distillery removed some chairs to allow patrons to spread out. As of Tuesday morning, three people in Alaska had tested positive for the COVID-19 virus, but other test kits are still being determined. Selenik says Amalga's business model could change again in the weeks to come.
So things that we've been kind of preparing for are, you know, a tasting room closure, having a system of, you know, being able to come in by reservation only, just to really limit how many people are in here at one time.
Across the country, doing business like this is starting to become the new norm. And measures to limit exposure to the virus in public spaces is happening in Alaska, too. On Monday, Anchorage's mayor issued an emergency order prohibiting dining out in restaurants and drinking at bars and breweries. It remains in effect until March 31st. Juneau City Manager Rory Watt says that's not something the city is currently considering. But one restaurant in Juneau is already taking the added precaution.
I want everybody to enjoy the food and not get scared by staying in my shop.
Mei Wu is the owner of Lemon Tree Cafe. She decided to close her business for the next 2 weeks to see how things go with the number of people contracting the illness. Wu's parents do all the cooking at the Vietnamese-Chinese restaurant. And they're in the age demographic the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says is at a high risk of getting very sick. Wu says they don't have health insurance.
I think I'm a little bit ahead of worry things, but I'm a mom. I'm a daughter. I'm a business owner. I want everybody around me was surrounded by my love.
Did you say surrounded by your love?
Yes.
Wu says she's aware of the xenophobia and racism other Asian restaurants have experienced across the country related to COVID-19. But Wu doesn't think that's why her sales dipped in Juneau. Her decision to temporarily close was based on concerns for her parents. She says many small businesses, especially those who can't afford to insure employees, might have to make similar considerations. And Wu hopes the leaders in charge make both health and hardship a priority.
I hope government have enough resource for medical treatments and also help to protect those small business.
Lawmakers in D.C. are currently working on a coronavirus relief package, and there are talks of another stimulus package, which could include small business grants and loans and expanded unemployment insurance. As for now, Wu says she's reached out to her landlord at Lemon Tree to see what options are available for postponing the rent. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins.